World History presents Incredible Weapons, narrated by Sam Devereaux. Introduction. Agile plane secures victory. Luftwaffe pilots fear one weapon more than any other: British Spitfires. Powerful Rolls-Royce engines and an ingenious design make the plane fast and maneuverable. In 1940, Spitfires and their fearless pilots resist Hitler's attempts to bomb Britain to submission. The fighters' success forces Germany's leaders to develop even more powerful weapons. London is targeted by V-1 and V-2 bombs, forerunners of the Saturn V moon rocket. Meanwhile, on the Eastern Front, the supergun Schwerer Gustav fires shells at targets 47 kilometers away. It's the heaviest gun in history, at over 1,300 tons. Nevertheless, the juggernauts cannot prevent the Nazis' defeat. With new weapons like the Mosquito bomber, designed to be built from a kit, the Allies slowly crush the Third Reich. In 1945, the atomic bomb also forces Japan to raise the white flag. Incredible Weapons explores the war's wildest weapons, including crazy projects like an aircraft carrier built from ice that came close to becoming a reality. Happy listening. Chapter 1. Treacherous Mine Confuses British. In 1939, British ships mysteriously begin to sink in waters supposedly clear of mines. Churchill gives orders to find out what the Germans are up to, and a dark November evening proves lucky for the British. The ink on the war declaration to the German government was barely dry before the German fleet began to lay mines. Efforts were made during the first months to protect the homeland and block the waters off the ports on Britain's east coast, using mines deployed by surface vessels and submarines. But something new was also tried: magnetic mines dropped from aircraft. In September, October, and November 1939, the Germans deployed 500 of these newly developed mines, and it wasn't long before the mines snared their first victim. The British steamer Magdepur was struck and sank off the British coast on 10th of September, only 7 days after the outbreak of war. 6 days later, the city of Paris came too close to a German mine, but made it to port. As the weeks passed, there were more explosions, and the new mines gradually inflicted more losses than those from submarines. Among the British fleet, everyone was wondering what caused the blasts in waters that had supposedly been cleared of mines, and the intrigue deepened among politicians as well as in the Admiralty. When the intelligence service received reports from captured German seamen that Germany had been releasing magnetic mines, the British put two and two together. Hitler had a secret new weapon, and the Admiralty surmised that the weapon was a new type of mine. The challenge now was to find out how the mines worked, and above all, how to render them harmless. Germans developed sensitive system. Magnetic mines were familiar to the British fleet. During World War I, the British had invented and put into commission 500 magnetic mines off the Belgian coast. However, the electromagnetic triggering system didn't work very well. So in 1918, the British put the project on hold. It wasn't until the mid-1930s, when the situation began to deteriorate and Nazi countries started behaving increasingly aggressively, that the British resumed development. At the start of the war, in September 1939, the naval mining unit HMS Vernon in Portsmouth had advanced far in developing a British model. In fact, in March 1938, Winston Churchill, then First Lord of the Admiralty, proposed in a letter to Defence Minister Thomas Inskip that in the event of war against Germany, the British should place magnetic mines in the Kiel Canal. But the Germans beat them to the punch. By the end of the 1920s, a small development group had constructed a reliable magnetic ignition.